rolling.
Our guest analyst this afternoon, Dan Bossi, president of Ag Resource Company. Dan, looks like this grain market today didn't want to wander too far away from unchanged.
No, we stayed basically around unchanged from last session. Some selling in corn and wheat late in the day, Randy. A lot of it tied to the USDA crop report, which will be out tomorrow.
Are we expecting bearish numbers on that?
Well, the market's set up after that stocks and seedings numbers, potentially the stocks numbers, to see a corn stocks increase of 150 to 175 million bushels. We also think they could maybe even cut ethanol usage and exports a tad, just a small amount. But nonetheless, bigger stocks in wheat, bigger stocks in corn, maybe slightly lower in soybeans. They finished unchanged on the day, but it's the grains that everybody was focusing on in a report tomorrow. And again, in the background, we still don't have a trade deal with China, which just leaves us with a kind of a numb feeling in the overall price direction looking forward to the coming weeks.
Okay. I know we've got, you mentioned it too, how heavy the funds are short. We continue to look for some type of a catalyst to get them to start covering, I suppose, huh?
Yeah, we need a spark. We need something, whether it's U.S. weather, maybe it's snow later this week, or the wetness that may continue into early May. Or we need something in terms of U.S.-China trade, a new demand ingredient to get these markets moving higher. But as we sit today, we're just kind of spinning our wheels here, waiting for the next directional trade, and traders are just not willing to, how should I say it, pour themselves into something with the uncertainties, politically speaking, of China.
Yeah. Even the corn-soybean ratio still favors maybe more bean planting than does corn.
It does at the moment. I mean, corn has slid after the stocks report. That would cause that favor to be more towards bean versus corn. But again, as you talk to farmers, they're more focused on weather. And here in the Midwest with snow and cold, they're looking for possibly, can I get my corn seed in the ground? I haven't talked to a lot of producers that are switching planting ideas just yet, but that may change as we get the calendar to May versus April.
Well, that's what I think. A couple of weeks down the road would be a big difference, more than what it is now, I think.
Oh, absolutely. No doubt about it. And I think as we stand back from it, that's when the funds maybe has their best chance of covering shorts. Our target zone is somewhere between that last week of April, the first week of May.
Saw kind of a mixed trade in the cattle markets today as well. What happened there?
Well, we are the same thing. We expected cash cattle to come in steady this week. We traded lower to start here based on technical considerations. And then we saw the beef market gain a little bit at midday. We finished the market mixed going home. Hog prices were sharply lower, then came back. We're hearing maybe in early May the Chinese will start shipping out U.S. pork. That was seen as a positive ingredient and gave the overall floor an idea anyway that maybe that Chinese demand is lurking.
It looked almost like some spread trading with the nearbys softer and the deferreds higher.
Well, we know that if a Chinese deal is done, the back end of the market will be most favored, so everybody seems to be rolling everything back. But we also have the index fund rolls going on here in terms of Chicago, both in grains and meats. And so some of that is the selling of the nearby, buying in the back, and that's been a feature at least for the last 2 days.
Anything else we need to be aware of or talking about?
Really not. I guess I'd have one eye on the heat and dryness across Ukraine and portions of Russia. It's too early to be overly concerned, but if that heat and dryness were to maintain itself into the first part of May, I think the market would start to dial down some expectations for wheat crops in the Black Sea. But here today, it's a few weeks too early yet, Randy.
Dan Bossi at Ag Resource Company in Chicago.